Commissioner Delaney, let me ask you first how the names for the divisions were determined, Legends and Leaders.
Well, I think, you know, one is a nod to our past because we have, you know, 215 college football players and coaches in the Hall of Fame, and we want to have a platform to recognize them. With the addition of Nebraska, obviously, those numbers increase. I think we had 15 Heisman Trophies winners that were connected to the conference, and now with Nebraska, 18. And so, you know, this is an ongoing platform for us to recognize the history, tradition, and contributions in and around Big Ten football. And then with regard to the leaders, really, if we're not training people through team sports and intercollegiate competition to become leaders, then, you know, something's missing. So the leaders concept is aspirational, and I think it's a nod to the values that people are trying to imbue into young people who participate in college sports. And the Legends, of course, is a nod to the history and tradition of the conference.
So I guess that's kind of where Nebraska fits in to the Legends category.
Absolutely. I mean, you know, you've got one of the great histories, one of the great fan bases, one of the great winning programs, and also, you know, the intangibles, the sportsmanship and the commitment to fair play, which I think Nebraska has earned in the college community over time. It's part of your brand. It certainly fits well with our brand. So the Legends is a nod to the past, and the leadership is aspirational with respect to what we hope young people get out of competing in intercollegiate athletics.
Can you share any of the other names that might have been considered?
Well, you know, I can tell you by category. We didn't think we could go east-west because those weren't the driving forces in creating the divisions. And we didn't think that it was appropriate, although we did consider naming the divisions after individuals, you know, people like Hazer Schembechler or people like Alonzo Stagg or Red Grange. And so, you know, we thought also about lakes and prairies and things of that nature. But what we're trying to do, I think, is a little different. It's not been done before, but on the other hand, we've done a lot of things that haven't been done before, and we expected some pushback, you know, in the unveiling. To be honest with you, we think that the mark itself has gotten very good play in the design community, and feel like it's gotten some support among the general public, but change is interesting. You know, our fan base is avid, enthusiastic, and sometimes it's you know, not necessarily excited about change. Certainly Nebraska's entry into the league was widely embraced, but Penn State's was not. The establishment and the announce of the launch of the Big Ten Network was not universally acclaimed at the time it occurred. And experimenting with replay was also seen sort of an outside-the-box idea that took a little time to get used to. When we announced our new mark in 1990 with the embedded 11 and kept our name, people questioned that. So I think, you know, number one, we're thankful for having people who care. Number two, you know, you don't criticize the critic. Basically, you ask for patience and an opportunity to fulfill their dreams and their wishes and move forward, because I do think that there's, you know, really close connection between the Legends and the Leaders and the naming of the trophies. And we think that we have, you know, now aspirational kinds of names as well as historic opportunities to visit our past and still move the ball forward.